This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has a new Office of School Violence. The office will oversee a crisis response team that can help schools respond to violent incidents. It will also oversee several grant programs to help schools try to prevent and respond to violence. The bill creating the office had bipartisan backing and passed the legislature with near unanimous support. It was signed by Governor Jared Polis yesterday. Unhoused residents allowed to live at a Denver hotel during the pandemic have faced a return to group shelters or tents. But Denverite's Kyle Harris reports they recently received some welcome news.
Homeless advocacy group, the House Keys Action Network Denver, announced all 124 residents of the soon-to-close Aloft Hotel have found a long-term place to stay. The hardest people to place were undocumented immigrants. But thanks to state vouchers, city-funded bridge housing, and the Salvation Army's advocacy, every person is staying out of the shelters and off the streets, a fate some described as a death sentence. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's Democratic senators joined a bipartisan group and introduced a bill that gives cannabis businesses access to banking services. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act would allow legally operating cannabis businesses to obtain bank accounts, credit cards, and checks without fearing federal regulators. Most legal cannabis businesses are denied banking services due to the concern banks have over federal prosecution. Most of cannabis businesses use cash only, which makes them vulnerable to crime. The Senate hasn't discussed the bill, even though it's passed the House six times and has bipartisan support. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.